Johnson County Sheriff Pete Supchik joining us this morning. Pete, how's crime fighting, buddy?
You know what? It's getting harder and harder every day, but you know what? We're trying to keep our head above water.
I invited Pete to join us. It's interesting, Pete. I've been doing some research on the subject I invited you to talk to me about this morning, and I want to throw this at you. I'm talking to a female law enforcement agent, and she says to me, and I tell her you're going to be on this morning, what we're talking about. She says, imagine this now. You are on Facebook, and you see Facebook Marketplace, and you see all these things. And you think, wow, that's cool, a guitar, and I can get my kid, you know, the Cabbage Patch doll, whatever it is, right? PS5. And she says, there are millions of these transactions going on. Imagine if 90% are good guys and 10% aren't, how many bad guys that makes.
Well, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them, unfortunately, but it's not completely bad. You just need to be, cautious and think about what you're doing. There are very good people in the world. If you're going to go on there, I would stay local. I would not be going across state lines and sending money across state lines, Tom.
Now, let's take this as an example. How I got this idea was I overheard a conversation. A young woman who very much would like to get her two kids, I think it's the PS5. And she saw this on a website, local person trying to sell it. And it was considerably less expensive than what it's going for. Prevailing apparently is $1,000. And they said, we'll cut you a deal at $700 or $750. And she says, I met them in the parking lot. And I'm like, my inner voice said, so were you packing? And when I realized all the things I was thinking about, how many dangerous things there are in that, I'm meeting somebody, $750, there's a great lure that I just can't say no to because of the price, but I feel so much trepidation that I feel that I have to pack a weapon to be able to conduct business. There's a lot of ways to get around those items that I just alliterated on.
Well, I mean, a lot of times you probably should never go out and meet strangers alone, first off. Take someone with you. And meet in a public location. I just did this 2 days ago. I got a phone call from somebody and asked where would be a good place to meet. I told them in our sheriff's office lobby. It's manned 24/7. There's somebody here and there's cameras. A lot of times people go out to McDonald's. They have cameras. They meet in a public place. I would not be meeting them at night in a parking lot, in Walmart parking lot at the edge of the, you know, away from the store. I'd be somewhere close to where there's cameras and there's people about. And I would never send any money up front. You know, you want to make sure you get your item first.
Right. And other people on their list of don't do's, don't pay cash. It just don't pay it. So, no, I'm not going to do that.
You know, credit cards. You know, if you're going to meet them in person, and my wife's done this, my daughter's done this, but they go to a public place, and you know, they have brought cash, right? You know, and they'll meet somewhere. If you're in a public place, because I don't mean to scare everybody, Tom, and because there's a lot of good people that are local just selling stuff, and you can check out someone's background on Facebook and see who they are friends with and everything else. What you have to be careful of is when you look at someone's Facebook page and they have two friends. It should be a red flag. Of like, something's not right about this.
Right.
When they're not wanting to talk to you on the phone, Tom, you have a question. You know, if I could just list some examples. I spoke to you about the pontoon boat. We had some people come in here, great people. I mean, these are some really good, hardworking people, saved up money to buy a new pontoon boat, got on Craigslist, saw a boat, and these people had to wire money down to Miami, and ended up losing everything. They got nothing. And they saw photos of the boat. All look legit, Tom.
Right.
But, you know, some of the red flags are this. If they're stock photos of items, if they're like, you know, the stock photos, it's not a personal cell phone photo, their own photos of their item they're selling.
All right, Pete, I want to interrupt you there on this, because here's what you do. You see this picture, if we're going to use the pontoon boat, since that's the subject. You right-click Google search image and see if there's a bunch of other images out there that are exactly like it. It's a pretty good sign that this is a scam. That's why Pete's saying, you know, they need to take that picture. Heck, I'm almost at the point where you want to hold up today's newspaper so I can see the headlines with it.
and check the user domain. Most companies in their domain, in their address, have the name of their company. When it's bogus, it'll have some other name on it. You know, if you're selling a certain item, you're selling a Chevy truck, it's usually in the domain, it says Chevrolet. It doesn't say, you know, John Smith.
Right. And you know what's interesting is, well, at the same time, people saying you should never use your personal email when you're conducting these as well. You should create one and then get rid of it later. You know, because like I said, personal information, and you, even then with the URLs, you have to look closely because they found ways, you know, little tricks for the mind to be able to kind of work around this. Always meet during the day. But here's the thing, and this is interesting. I got a friend of mine from Harrisburg. My old buddy Trent, and he had bought a truck online, and he says, my God, the work I had to get into to get this done, because this guy had been worked over by potential buyers saying, well, I don't want to pay you the money you want. I want to trade you. There's people who will work you over. When we say buying and selling are both dangerous items here.
Yeah, especially, and they'll do stuff about send money to a third party.
Yeah.
Or and it, whenever that starts up, don't go along.
That's where the ding 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 the bells start going off when that type of stuff goes in.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to refund more of the money back to you, don't wire transfer money. Don't do that. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head. A lot of it's credit cards. I mean, using a credit card, you may get ripped off still, Tom. You may still. That's not going to prevent anything.
Right.
But at least the credit card company is going to cover your loss.
Yeah. And don't use your debit card, which was rule number one from 20 years ago. By the way, now, I want to hit this real quick because and there are so many items out there, and you see the allure. I've got a friend of mine who says, no, guitars are crazy right now. People trying to sell them, want them, and there's not many of them making them in because of the shortage on some items. And I've got friends of mine who are some of the wiliest people I know who have been taken in purchasing a guitar online, and they're saying, I just lost $600. So meeting in person at a police station, or if it's, and I was just talking about my friend Trent, a high-priced transaction like a truck, do it at the bank. Meet them at the bank where the money goes back, right? There's video cameras. Now, I reached out as, because I want to hit this real quick. Now, for Johnson County residents, where do they go if they would like to be able to have this transaction in a safe place? They can come to the station, correct?
Yeah, they can come to the Johnson County Sheriff's Office right in the lobby.
Okay. Now, I reached out to Chief Stan Reno of Carbondale, asked him about his department. Do they provide a safe place for online buy purchases and exchanges 24/7, 7 days a week? His response was, yes, our parking lot and lobby are available 24/7. We both have video surveillance. I reached out to David Fitz, and he said the same yesterday. He says the east parking lot of our police department, we have two designated parking spots for that. He says it's mainly used for child custody swaps, but I asked if there was signage to designate that, and he says, yes, there is at that location. I also reached out to Carbondale Mayor Brad Robinson and asked him about his community, and they say, yes, they provide their parking lot on the east side of their police department. It is covered by cameras. So, you know, when it comes this type of season, it's interesting because Pete and I told him what my plan was, and the first thing he said was, if it's too good to be true.
It's not.
it's a pretty good rule of thumb.
It is. If you're thinking I'm getting the deal of the century, you're probably not. You're getting ripped off. You know, hey, I've been victim to it, Tom. Me and a couple buddies, we've all done it, and the other thing you have to be careful of is you get on there. We got ripped off on golf clubs. We bought some drivers, me and some friends, and too good to be true price. And when the box came with all the Chinese writing on the side, they were all knockoffs. Not one was, it was supposed to be tailor-made. They weren't, they said it looked just like the real thing until you run the serial number and it's a knockoff.
Right.
And the clubs didn't hold up as well. They caved in. They weren't made with the same material. You know, that's the other thing you got to look at online when you see these things that are just too good to be true. It's probably not true.
And there are people out there who are trying to figure a way to do this. Now, I don't know that we because people, I said, I was just asking Matt, and apparently my sports guy, Matt Varney here at News Radio WJPF, has gone on some of these, and I asked him what his first kind of concern is. He says, the sheer fact, I don't know who this person is. I don't know you, right? Which I think goes to the heart of it. If you were going out to purchase something and saying, I'm meeting someone, and we'll just say at the police department, tell someone you're going. Never, ever, ever have them come to your home. Now, here's the thing. I see people do this every day. Meet me at home. I'll pick it. You can pick it up in my driveway.
Yeah. Well, I get it, Tom. But you know, at some point, you can be over careful. You really can, in the sense that we live in a community where sometimes you do have to trust people. Some people don't have the means to get elsewhere. They don't have a car. They have no choice. So if you're going to bring them to your house, most of us, believe it or not, Dom, I can find your address in about 3 seconds on Google.
You know what's interesting is I made an oblique reference to where I live, and I got a text within 10 seconds. They had located my address, where I had, and had pictures of the inside of my home.
That's just it. We can find people
that creep me
so
out.
Easily.
Yeah.
And it would, but I do agree, if you can meet them somewhere else, it's a better thing. You know, one of the other things is, if you're going to meet with somebody and make this exchange, and once you're together, and you're, let's say you're at Walmart, never go with that person to a third location.
Oh, Lord. No.
Never, and that's happened. There's a reason they're luring you away from the spot you wanted to meet at.
I can hear my daughter doing this right now. I can hear her doing the, I'll go. Oh, yeah, sure. I can hear it.
You know, I left my wallet. It's at my friend's house. I can give you an extra $20 if you just meet me over here.
Right.
And that's usually and then next thing you know, bad things are happening.
All right. So some of the other rules here. Always meet during the day. As we talked about, high-priced transactions, do it at the bank. Don't pay in cash. Now, here's an interesting one, and I'd like to hear your opinion. When you're having these conversations with people about buying this, disabling your caller ID, you can do it. I don't know if that is that a good thing.
Well, I don't know. You can block the phone call. I mean, that's what they're saying. But if you're calling the person and back and forth, you can always block their phone call at a later date. You know, if someone starts harassing.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean now. And they say don't use personal email. Create an account for things like this. And here's another item that was on one of the lists I found interesting: is you have a great security device on you already. It's called a cell phone. Keep your cell phone close. Pictures, right? And not revealing any personal information. We're friendly people. Sometimes we just puke out things, saying something, and somebody can use the smallest bit of information, as we referenced a moment ago, to track you down. Now, what was interesting, I called Pete on this, I guess it was yesterday morning, and I think when I called you yesterday around, I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock, you said you'd already had two phone calls about this very subject that morning.
Yes.
How busy, how much of this is going on right now? Because I know there's a lot of business going on. I just don't know how much bad business is going on.
I think a lot of it we never even hear about because it's at smaller amounts. Usually we only hear about the larger amounts where somebody's been scammed. You know, when you talked about your email and cash and stuff, you know, the other thing is be careful when you're... If you're going to make a purchase online, if you're going to, you know, if you're going to Venmo, don't Venmo, I would suggest, like you said, use a credit card. But, you know, some people are going to buy stuff online, too. Don't do it on somebody else's Wi-Fi.
Oh, yes, a VPN, right. Our listeners have a lot of questions. Pete, would you mind? We're joined this morning by Pete Sopcich, Johnson County Sheriff, former Illinois State Police Officer, who's joining us this morning. Can you mind if I read you some of these?
No, go ahead.
My rules, this is from the American Monument text line, our listener saying, my rules for buying in person, go armed, take a buddy that is also armed, meet in a public place that you can legally be armed. That's interesting. Pete, thoughts there?
Well, he's right. You don't want to get in trouble because you're going to a place where you're not supposed to be in there. So he brought up a really good point there at the end, which is a smart individual. If you have the means, why wouldn't you? Why would, I mean, if you have your concealed carry, why wouldn't you carry? I mean, I totally recommend it. It's not like you're looking for trouble. You're just taking a safety precaution.
David from Cambridge always sends in the best stuff. And here he is right here with some new advice. And I would have never thought of this, although Pete, I'm sure, has. If the person you're dealing with, you know their name, look them up on Judici in the surrounding counties. It's a huge help. He goes on to say that he tried to give an organ away. On Marketplace, we're talking about an organ like a Hammond. And every person that contacted me was a felon because he looked him up on Judici. That's interesting.
Yeah, you go. Everybody's on Judici if they have a criminal, if the criminal case is going on or had one. And the other thing is, it's not hard to research them on Facebook and Google either.
Right.
You can find a lot about people.
Now, here's a good one for you, Pete. What about all these people selling obviously shoplifted items online? Can you, as the buyer, get in trouble for receiving stolen items?
What can happen is, if you know it's stolen, yes, you can be in trouble because it's possession of stolen property. So if you think it's stolen, if you buy something that's at an outrageously low price where the common person would think there's no way they could sell it unless it was stolen, then yes, you can get in trouble. Now, if you don't know it's stolen, and Tom, you pay $500 for whatever, and later on it's determined it was stolen, they track it down and they come to you, we take the item away and you're out your $500,
right,
and the item.
Yep.
You get nothing.
All right, now here's an interesting one. Chris just sent this in. He says, you know, this is a common thing. He says, I have bought two Polaris razors. You know about those as I do, too, because you probably deal with them when people are trying to steal these things. He says, I have bought two Polaris razors on Facebook Marketplace. Both I paid cash for. What I did was I called the sheriff's department in both counties and asked about the seller, and both were found to be good people. Both transactions went well, and a lot of cash was exchanged. I guarantee others don't do this, and that's scary, as I've got to leave that word out. Wish you wouldn't have done that, Chris. I almost lost my job there. Now, and I find this interesting, that he knew he was going to exchange cash. He called the cops in advance to check up on that person. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, we can't give out criminal histories, but, you know, I know probably about 90% of the families in Johnson County. I can say,
right,
you know, hey, you know, with that's a good, you know, that person's legit or this person's not legit. Be careful. So really, Tom, what I guess the theme is, do your homework. Just do your homework.
Right.
Do some research. Don't just fall. Don't be gullible.
You know, but here's the thing. I know some guys who are not gullible, and they've still been hit. And I think what it was, they had that concern in their heart and soul, literally in their DNA. I'm thinking of a guy in particular who I've known for 35 years, but that guitar was rare. I really want that. That'll go great in my collection. He couldn't resist the lure of it.
So, Tom, what you just described, the guy at the auction that overbids for something because he just wants it. He wants to win.
He wants it. I want it. And I've done that.
I want it.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that new flying car yesterday, 63 miles an hour, flies 20 minutes, and it was $93,000. The first thing is, I want it. I don't think Santa's going to see that $93,000 expenditure for a thing that flies for 20 minutes. I don't think Santa's going to see the wisdom there. Hey, Pete, I got to let you go. Pete Sopcich, he is the Johnson County Sheriff, and our guest this morning. Online shopping, there are things that are in shortage. You'll see them online. There's a reason why they're in shortage. Do your homework. That was Pete's idea, which is basically my middle name, homework. Final thought before I let you go today, Sheriff.
Oh, everybody have a great, a Merry Christmas. And you know what? We live in a great country. And even better, we live in a great area of the country, Southern Illinois. And we're a little backwards in the sense that we're behind times. But that's why I live down here. I like it the way it is, and we're pretty lucky to be where we're at.
Johnson County Sheriff Pete Sopcich.